I've danced around the issue enough, and I've done zingers here or there, but it's time to just openly declare. And I had held out hope that Erica Kirk would come through her tunnel of whatever she's in and come out the other side and be the Christian woman we need to help lead TPUSA back to the glory that Charlie had established. Because they clearly have deviated. And I got to the point where I just can't take it anymore. And I'm not going to take it anymore. And we're going to reveal the truth here because there comes a time when hiding behind widowhood never and no longer works. Not when you got the crap here that I'm going to run through point by point by point. And I'm hoping you'll take this and share it far and wide. I have a dear, dear friend. Dear friend. And he says, yeah, I didn't, it was on a text message. I didn't watch Bad Bunny. Good. We watched Turning Point instead. Bad. He doesn't know. There's going to come a time when he and I are going to play golf, and I'm going to clue him in. And I'm going to tell him, hey, bro, you got to pay attention. We're being deceived. And he is a Christian. And I know he respects me. Hopefully he'll listen. Hopefully you can have those same kinds of conversations. But hiding behind widowhood with a lack of grief isn't working. And we're going to expose it right here on the Common Sense Show. With all that's going on, let's be the best we can be. As we progress into the new year, the NanoSoma liquid spray is where you want to be. Five sprays once a day, preventative. Five sprays as often as you need because it's all natural, restorative. Restored my life and catapulted me to greater health. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges and look at the starter pack. 15% off retail. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, shall we just dissect this point by point by point? I'm not going to make it entertaining. I'm not going to make it an academic presentation. I'm going to go through the problems I have with TPUSA, starting with Erica Kirk and what I perceive to be a total lack of grief. And I want to be on her side. I can't. You know why people can't? You know why America is just turning their nose up at this organization? Because we all know what it feels like to lose someone we care about. We know about the dark days, the foreboding. My father died over 40 years ago. And there aren't very many days that go by where I don't remember something about him, something we did, something he said. And then sometimes it's just depressing. And then I got to put one foot in front of the other and move on. Isn't that how we all feel? I don't have a corner on grief. And I know we express it differently. We go through five consistent stages, though, in different orders. I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen any stages here. I've seen maybe 5%. Maybe it's grief, but why does she keep dabbing the same corner of her eye to stop crying in the same way every time? It just looks phony. I mean, we've seen the video 6 days after. Oh, it's great. We had 200,000 people. We've made all this money. Lady, your husband was executed publicly 6 days ago. And you act like you just won the Super Bowl. And you look at how you dress. You know, when my father died, I was in cold weather climate, Denver. I just wanted to bundle up and be reclusive. A lot of dark colors. Grieving wives typically wear black, but not Erica. She comes out on stage just days and short amount of weeks after the death. Dressed in a star-studded clown suit. That it makes me, if I didn't know her, the situation, I'd laugh at what she's wearing. It's the attempt to be as gaudy as you can be, but are we surprised? She's a person since her very early adulthood. She chases fame, whether it's beauty contests, reality shows, or now TP USA. She's an attention seeker, and nothing's going to hold that back. You know, a lot of us have questioned, why didn't you take some time off, Erica? You know, have someone in your inner circle like Andrew take over for a while you grieve, take care of your kids, comfort your kids, be with Charlie's family, comfort them, you comfort each other. But none of that happened. And then people want to get upset with us for saying, where's the grief? You remember that lady in that old commercial? Where's the beef? And she'd throw a tire through a window. Yeah. Change that word and make the commercial, where's the grief? And the window has TP USA on it. You know, widows that are devastated don't do what you did with the life insurance. Yeah, I've been through that. Maybe I should dig it up and republish it. Oh, that was so suspicious. But the policy cancels, so it reverts to you because you're the CEO. And that's who the policy covered, was the CEO, not Charlie. I mean, we laid it all out, and it's not grieving, it's conniving. And I'd like to know something. What enables her to be the CEO of a nine-figure institution? Where's the experience? Did she learn that at the Romanian orphanage, or why she was doing talent scouting in China? Or maybe it was at the Miss Arizona contest. And we're going to give you a side training here, Erica, before you go out and accept your crown. This is how you become a CEO of a multi-million dollar organization. No qualifications. None. Zero. Nada. Yeah. But the insurance policy tells me why she had to become the CEO. I'm looking at my notes here. You go out on the Heaven is Crowded tour. And to me, this has become cringeworthy when I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, when I was in church, one of our pastors said, we have successfully baptized, and it is successful, this amount of people. And we applauded because we know that means eternal salvation. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. We celebrate Christian growth, the brotherhood. So why would you go out on a tour called Heaven is Crowded and you're with one man who defended someone who had terrible past with crimes against little ones, and then you got another guy who's your personal religious advisor who lied and said, I'd never been to a TPUSA event. And then we see him backstage at one of those events. And he's one of 60 some people that were investigated for crimes against fill in the blank. And that's who you take out on tour? Even if they were as innocent as the day is long, why would you associate yourself with people that have such a negative cloud over them? And then there's the money. Oh my, Danks did something today on the money. I'm probably going to visit that, but I want to send you to his page because he deserves the credit. The money, the money, the money. You're breaking the law. I'm not alleging, I'm saying we have TPUSA documents that are out there now that Danks talked about. Go to his channel, YouTube, Danks, look him up. Go look at this. I'm not going to steal his thunder, except I'm going to react with my outrage. They got John McGovern with Ukraine connections. I've covered him before. And Charlie was opposed to the Ukraine situation. And he's working out of his house and he's triple dipping. And Danks goes into great detail, triple dipping. And here's the other thing. He's taking a 5% commission when it clearly the law says that a nonprofit can't pay commissions on money they bring in. And this is from TPUSA's own documents. Erica, you're the CEO. The buck stops with you. And as Harry Truman said, if you can't take the heat, get the hell out of the kitchen. Maybe it's time you resigned because you got things going on here that if you didn't have favor with this administration, there'd be people in jail right now. You've lost in the court of public opinion. And this is TPUSA's own documents. Go to Danks. Look at it. He shows you on screen what it is. Danks. I'm not going to steal his thunder. But this just irritates me because she's the CEO. Again, not qualified ethically or with experience. And then you call yourself a Christian organization, and I look at the inhumane way you fired key people because you thought they didn't bend the knee deep enough to Erica. And that's what it comes down to. And just horrible treatment of your employees. Horrible, inhumane firings. And then, Erica, you want us to believe you're this Christian woman of virtue, and you lie about your past. You know what? We all have a past before we come to Christ. We all have history before we end up getting married. Some of it's worse than others, some of it's better than others. But you lie about yours. I don't drink, but you're on dating shows, reality shows, drinking. I didn't date for 5 years. You're there dating. We know who you dated. Oh, and the reprehensible tape with you and one of your boyfriends talking about cleavage and sex cells. And oh, I just, it's not that I'm really offended. I'm not a prude. I'm offended by the lying of someone who is the face of a supposed Christian organization. And we're supposed to believe in this short time following Charlie's death. You are truly grieving. And then there's the crime scene tampering, which Sheriff Mack corrected me on. It's they got to it before the police secured it, but what they knew they did was wrong. Did they offer up the evidence to the police? They say the police told them to do it. Well, how about tell us the entire story? Because the police don't confirm your story that they told you to do it. That tells me we should all have a right to be suspicious. Unto itself, does that convict with a jury of your peers? Maybe not, but it sure as heck doesn't help your credibility. And then you mock Charlie's death. Well, who would have been the one to have approved such a cringeworthy display, the mock assassination booth? Charging people to stand in it. Did you give them instructions to duck? And then they take selfies and you sell them merch. And this was what, 3 months following Charlie's death? And you're turning the assassination scene into a fundraiser. Can you imagine if Jackie Kennedy had gone back to Dealey Plaza and had a little booth and say, hey, take your picture next to my son's getting his head blown off in the back of the limousine. That's how I see it. You mock his death by your actions. You mock his legacy by the 180-degree turnaround of TPUSA. Free speech! Free speech for all! Free speech! Free speech! Prove me wrong! Let's have an honest dialogue. Remember, it's God, family, country. And for you guys, it's shut up, or we'll give you cease and desist. Shut up, or we're going to sue you. Shut up. We'll tell you what the truth is. We don't want to hear any more theories about what you think happened. Well, we have to come up with theories because the first one's such horseshit. If you want to continue Charlie's legacy, do the audit or the effort. Do the audit. Because when you got John McGovern making way more money than Charlie. And I've covered this before. And Danks has got a hold of this now, too. But I covered the fact he had exorbitant salary. Although I got to say this to Danks. My final amount differed a little bit from you. I have him making more, but we're on the same track. I don't want to argue over dollars and cents because the principles we both agree on. But the reality is this, is that it's a money-making venture now. And Erica went for a long time and couldn't say Jesus. Now, this is subjective, but it's subjective until it's not, because so many people see it, which a lot of people are seeing it. She never talks about Jesus. She uses Lord, she uses other terms, but not Jesus. So she quickly started saying, after those criticisms, Jesus. And the look in her eyes, it's subjective, but it speaks language, because the facial tone and the stare changes. I don't know what exactly that means, but it's not typical. I'm just looking more and more at this right here. You want the scrutiny to stop. You've got your minions who are on the take from the $7,000 to $11,000 per publication to promote a certain country. And you got people like Seth Dillon, who just brutalizes people like Candace. Really? You know what Seth Dillon did? And this goes back to TPUSA associations. He mocked Mary. And keep in mind when I say this, I'm not Catholic, although we both serve Jesus. But mocking the mother of the Lord and casting doubt on the virgin birth and trying to humiliate a biblical story and then trying to tie this to Candace and then to Erica. I'm not even going to go into detail because I don't want to give Seth Dillon any credit, but wow. I looked at that and I just said, that's disgusting. Yeah. Page two. Page two. Charlie was about America first. He said no to Netanyahu's $150 million. The day before he was killed, he's told people, and all the insiders that we know are saying it. Israel, yeah, he called what was going to happen. He turned down the money. He told the donors in the Hamptons to go pound sand. He goes on the PBD podcast and calls out Netanyahu. Delayed reaction to October 7th, intentional genocide in Gaza. Those are Charlie's exact words. Exact. And then we start to see the free speech suppression, the very opposite of what Charlie stood for, the cease and desist letters. And then this letter goes out that I believe TPUSA has endorsed this letter to Christian pastors. If any of your flock criticizes Israel, you need to excommunicate them. What? Well, first of all, if someone's outside Christian doctrine and they're part of your brotherhood, you need to help them, not excommunicate them. It's not up to you to do that. It's disgusting. It's not Christian. And it's not correct. Because I'm tired of hearing them promote the Genesis 12:3 myth. That was the first covenant between Abram and the Lord, and it got broken. And that's why Jesus had to come and save. Now, in all due respect, Jewish people don't believe that. That's okay. You have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament with the new beginning and the new covenant. But don't tell me it's my Christian duty to say Israel's in charge. Because, see, I support Israel. I support the right to exist, the right to practice a religion, the right to be free from invasion. And I'm willing to have our military step up and make that happen. What I'm not willing to do is have them dominate our Congress, dominate our media, dominate a lot of things that I don't approve of, because it's America first, no one else. And while I'm at it, anyone who's a dual citizen, I don't care what country, I don't care if it's from the planet Mars, you need to be out on your ear, and we need to vote out all dual citizens. Because as it says in the Bible, you can't worship two. Well, in politics, you can't serve two. You'll love one and hate the other, as the Bible says. Get them the hell out by voting them out in the midterms. And we desperately need a toss them all movement. Jesus gave us our second covenant. Our duty is there, and our duty is to our country first. I do not apologize for saying where I part company with Jewish faith is the second covenant. And that's the birth, the teachings, the death, the resurrection, and the promise that goes with that in the crucifixion. That's what separates me from the Jewish religion. That's what separates Christians. We are not held to an outdated covenant by our religion. And I'm not criticizing the Jewish faith. What's true for them is true for them. But it's disproven in the New Testament. Stop pushing false doctrine, TPUSA. And again, it's just more of the Charlie was walking away, he's gone, and then you do a 180 on his wishes. Don't even pretend you are saving his legacy. No one's buying the act. Nobody. No. How do we proceed? We elect America First leaders who are Christian. And I say that with no apologies. That's who we elect. And folks, it's going to mean voting against one hell of a lot of incumbents. And I've been calling for some time for a toss them all movement because I was sick of the rhinos. But it's really, the rhinos really, it's more of a different flavor. There are other fake Republicans that are really Democrats. That's true. But the rhinos takes on a different flavor because rhinos aren't America first. And when you don't have America's interests first above any other nation, you are not fit to serve as a legislator who makes life-changing decisions for your nation. You need to be gone. And we need to start this movement and make it loud. But stepping back and looking at the face of all this nonsense is Erica Kirk. And I'm saying this as a person who's observing, a person who has grieved, a person who's watched many grieve. And then I look at the 180 away from Charlie's beliefs and desires. And I look at grief that I look at as insincere now, and there are still people that follow them. Well, they said many will come in my name in the end times. And I think we're seeing the example of that right here. Who will join me? Who will help pick up the torch and move forward with an America First movement? And oh, by the way, TPUSA, Erica, the rest of your inner circle, repent. Put the Lord first and his teachings first. Then put the nation that you live in first, and all is forgiven. But you go down this path, you're going to create people who are anti-Semitic, and that's tragic. Because we've been down that road before, and it's ugly, and I don't care to repeat it. But you're doing it. You're doing it with your insistence that you don't answer to the president, ladies and gentlemen. You answer to BB. You know, in the metaphors out there, Charlie was killed with the BB gun. Well, take that for what it's worth, but it's appropriate in the fact that we're not in charge of our own nation anymore. And I think a lot of people have had enough. There's just not enough of us who've had enough to make a difference. We need a clean sweep. Who's going to start the website? Tossthemall.com. It's got to be some young people involved in this because I believe a lot of the youth caught up in the martyrdom of Charlie, that's going to wear off as they begin to see what's here. And parents, watch very closely this organization that's attempting to influence your youth. They would support Israel and have your kids go off and die in a war for them. It's called Iran. Who's on board with Toss Them All?
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We have a show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Well, you know about the digital financial prison that's coming. It's already being implemented. And in fact, some people, Catherine Austin Fitz, Ray Dalio, these people are all saying the same thing. It might be too late. But it's not too late for you to shield your assets. First of all, never have your retirement in the bank. And if you're worried about that, Noble Gold can transfer that into your name. You own it. No one can touch it and back it with gold and silver. And first-time customers get nice free coins. You can also limit your exposure by cutting down your cash and moving into precious metals. Noble Gold can help you with that. I've done all of that with Noble Gold. Been a customer for 8 years. That's why I can give you this warning from the FTC. There are no guarantees in anything if you have access should consult with a financial professional, but I'm disappointed that they don't make the banks give the same warning. Hey, we could take your money, Dodd-Frank 2010, and they will take your money one day. Don't let them. Noble Gold can help you. Go to the phone, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget the number, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, the coup d'etat against Charlie, the groundwork, the impetus for the groundwork began in the Hamptons, where Charlie experienced a shakedown. And we now have data coming out here. We have insiders anonymously speaking, saying this is what happened. And we had some of the details. Now we're filling in the gaps. And it's really become apparent what happened. The primary player was Bill Ackman. And he is a Zionist to the nth degree, supposedly an American, but he's Israel first, America wherever, probably last. And his mission is to propagandize America on behalf of Israel. Hey, look, you've heard me in the past. I've supported Israel. I don't support Netanyahu and his administration and their policies in Gaza. I don't support them controlling Congress with 89% of the people in Congress taking money from AIPAC, and they're each assigned a handler. I don't support that. I support the Israeli people, and the Israeli people are pissed at Netanyahu. But they can't find a way to get rid of him. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not interested in getting rid of him. I'm interested in distancing from him. But let's go back to the Hamptons. Okay, they had what was called, get this, an intervention. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Charlie Kirk created TPUSA. He's the head of TPUSA. He sets the agenda for TPUSA, and they're having an intervention. Like he's some petulant child that needs to be corrected, or he's going to stay after school. Well, that's what they called the intervention. And Ackman reportedly just screamed at Charlie, "You will do this. You will do this. You will not have Candace Owens back. You will not let Tucker Carlson speak in December. You will not let Dave Smith ever cross the stage at TPUSA again." Who the hell does Ackman think he is? Take your money and hit the road, Jack. And that's pretty much what Charlie politely said. Now, there was a consequence, according to these sources now that are coming out, and Candace Owens is talking about. The consequence was, if you do not do this, Charlie Kirk, we'll blackmail the heck out of you, just like we do so many people. Well, Candace is going to weigh in on this and some other things. Candace Owens is going to speak here on this issue, and I think we should listen.
To infiltrate and convince us that this is the same party. We get gaslit about everything that's happening. Like I said, you lost the party. MAGA got fractured, not when Tucker Carlson interviewed Nick Fuentes, but when Donald Trump looked at us in our faces and said, Epstein who? That's when it was game over. Because Israel first is a cancer cell. It is a cancer cell. Left or right to everything and everyone that wants to play around with it. It is a radical psychosis that has manifested itself within both parties. And it is so radical that, in case you missed it, yesterday they started attacking Brett Cooper. Brett Cooper, 23-year-old, bubbly Brett Cooper. She makes the majority of her videos dedicated to pop culture. Yes, she covers things that are, I would say, mainstream politics, nothing too daring, never talks speaks about Israel. And she did her part, by the way. Zionists wanted her to do her part and encourage New Yorkers to get out and vote against Mamdani. But it's not enough, of course, because this is a radical ideology. You give them 100%, you even say one critique. And they don't want to break bread with you. They want to destroy you. And that's what they want to do to Brett Cooper.
Pretty interesting observations here. Cooper came out, and Candace didn't really give a lot of context there, but and she's not political, but she came out and she said, I'm tired of Israel thinking they control us. I'm paraphrasing, but that's effectively what she said. And speaking of that, we also have the influencer aspect of it. We have Xavier DeRusso and all these others that are connected to TPUSA, that were connected to this meeting, and they were brought in, you know, hey, we're going to outnumber Charlie and intimidate him, and that was the strategy, as it's come out now. And these are the influencers that are paid $7,000 to $11,000 per post for pro-Israel or going after people who don't go along with the Israeli party line. You don't have to even oppose Israel. But if you say something they don't like policy-wise, they're coming after you full force. And this is what Candace was talking about with Brett Cooper. We need to stand up to this, people. This is an invasion of the United States. We're talking about, I'll tell you what we don't know. How much control over Congress does AIPAC have? If you got 89% of the congressmen on your payroll, campaign donations, yeah, it's a problem. And Trump, I agree with Candace. Epstein who? Well, who is Epstein connected with? This is no secret. This is everywhere with the Mossad. And this is in the days even before he started trafficking kids. So what is the problem with talking about that? Well, Israel doesn't want to somehow get implicated. That's the only thing I can conclude. And so we can't look at this. And it has to be Lee Harvey Robinson that killed Charlie. Okay, we can't look at anything else. There's no foreign involvement. We won't even look at foreign involvement. In fact, Puppet Patel has basically shut down Joe Kent, counterterrorism head, chief deputy to Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, who was looking into FBI files for foreign involvement. And Patel had a fit, and they had a major blowout at the White House. And who was in attendance? Chief of Staff Wiles. And what did she do? She worked on Netanyahu's campaign for office in 2023. How much more tangled does this web has to be? I am joining the group of Americans that are saying, President Trump, it's time to put up or shut up. Is it America first or not? Otherwise, we're going to change the hat that you wear and put a you-know-what flag on it. I'm tired of this crap. You were elected to be the president of the United States, and we're not backing down on the Charlie Kirk murder. We're not backing down on these other issues. And I agree with the sentiment that I expressed earlier and what other people are saying. AIPAC registers as a foreign lobby. Dual citizens, I don't think, should even hold office, but they're not even declared. Now, it's come out that Chuck Schumer is, but we know that several others are, and they try to hide it. Why are you trying to hide it? Oh, because you might not be America first in your voting? You guys who are hearing this, you need to be really, really pissed off. You say, well, Dave, it'll fracture MAGA. That already happened with the Epstein denial. And then the coup de grace was how the Charlie Kirk situation's been handled. And now all the other things that have come out. And the fact that if we cut money off from Israel, the Holocaust is happening in Gaza. It's horrible. It's horrible what's happening there. And I have to tell you, I've had Jewish people call me, says, Dave, I know you know I'm Jewish. I do not support this. And I'm hearing this a lot. And let's go to New York City for a second with Mamdani, okay? Now, Israel opposes him. But do you know that one-third of all Jewish males voted for Mamdani? That's what the polls tell us. And I've seen some interviews on this, and I was shocked. I was absolutely horrified and shocked. They were saying, we want nothing to do with Netanyahu. He doesn't represent Jewish people. He represents his own special interests. This is what I saw over and over and over and over. If you'd have told me that Jewish people in New York, with the history of the persecution and all these people have been through, that they would have come out and voted for Mamdani, how bad is it that they're, what they're seeing? How is it? And I'm going to say this too, to TPUSA,
you have lost. You're trying to bring out all these important people. You're not fooling anybody. The young people aren't buying it. TPUSA is washed up from what their mission was. The young kids are not going to accept your transfer of power. And it's not because Charlie's gone. They see through what you're doing. How do I know? Because I got 19-year-olds writing to me who ordinarily don't follow me. That's not my age bracket in terms of my audience, but they're writing to me and say, Dave, please keep talking about this. Expose it. And then I get a few of the males saying, I ain't going to war. Not for that guy. That guy would be Netanyahu, and the war would be with Iran. The plot is exposed. And one other thing I want to mention here. I have stayed away from the Erica Kirk criticism, and I share a lot of your observations. I had a problem with body language, emotional affect after the fact, but I said people are different. And I didn't want to go there because I thought it would make me appear to be classless. But I saw something, well, I should say this, I heard something on the radio at Fox News on Sirius and on Jesse Waters TV/radio broadcast. He interviewed Erica Kirk, I assume, for the entire hour. And I could only describe it as a rehabilitation interview to make her present emotionality correct the criticisms of people in the memorial and the first speech she made 2 days after the death of her husband. I'm not saying she did anything wrong, but this was clearly a rehabilitation interview. And I think we should be asking a lot of questions based on that. Those of you who saw that interview, do you agree with me? Was that a rehabilitation interview or was it public interest? I still haven't seen the raw emotion I would expect to see. But again, people are different. But I am warning you guys, for some of the good stuff you'll see on Fox, let's not forget, they're one of them. They are the controlled opposition. Don't be fooled. They're just fine with Lee Harvey Robinson being executed for a shooting that I don't think anyone who's looked at this case thinks that he did or could have done. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Here's a quote from Candace Owens. Charlie knew TPUSA would be the death of him. There's new things that are out. And I don't, let's put it this way. I'm not going to point to any one individual inside TPUSA and say, you knew it was coming or you covered it up. But people at TPUSA, specific people, owe the public an explanation. This country, forget your donors, this country, individual citizens, have donated untold millions to your cause, TPUSA. You owe it to America to explain certain behaviors, certain anomalies. And you should be asking the same questions we are. Have you been promised something for your complicit science that validates a horse crap investigation? Well, we're going to explore that right here on The Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. We're brought to you by the great products of Nanosoma. I'm just going to highlight one of them here, but they have several. You should look at all of them. But this one here was my miracle. It brought me back from death's doorstep, RSV, strep, lung nodings. Dave, I'm sorry, they're not coming back. Well, I'm doing more now than I've done in a quarter of a century. I'm lucky. I was at the gym working out last night, watching a great baseball game, by the way. I was working out, but I did really good things, amazing things. Did quite a bit of work on the heavy bag. I couldn't have done that before I started taking this when I got sick. I recommend that you grab this for your immune system. It's restorative, preventative. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, again, I'm going to quote Candace Owens. This is a telling quote. She knows how TPSA works. She was part of him for 6 years. Her and Charlie were best friends. It's been proven, 2 days before his death, he had made statements about bringing her back, aligning more closely with Tucker Carlson. Let me quote Candace again. Charlie knew TPUSA would be the death of him. She's a little more pointed in her concerns. I, on the other hand, just want questions answered. Although, am I leaning in the direction of Candace? If I didn't say yes, I wouldn't be honest. But I'm not quite where she's at. But also, too, I've found Candace always to be a person of integrity. I wonder why people connected to TPUSA and people connected to, let's say, other interests, we'll just leave it at that, are categorizing Candace as a clickbaiter, a show person. She's trying to capitalize on Charlie's death. These are terrible things I'm hearing. Her and Charlie were really close friends. I think her quote bears investigation. She specifically goes after Mikey McCoy. I've mentioned him, chief of staff. Very suspicious behavior standing near Charlie when he's shot. Then he puts a phone to his head. He doesn't dial. Didn't have the time to dial. Candace showed that in a video. And then he walks around the tent, comes out the other side. He's still on the phone. What the hell is that about? Let me give you some scenarios. Well, I got to get done cleaning up here and I'll pick up the laundry on the way home. Or it's done. Or place the stock bet on such and such. I don't know what he was saying. But what you should be doing, Mikey McCoy and TPUSA, producing a phone log that day so we know who you were talking to. As the police like to say, if you have nothing to hide, then present some evidence. That's one thing I found just damning. Damning. I want to know who he was talking to. You say, well, Dave, it's none of your business. Well, yes, it is. Charlie was a public figure that furthered a cause I very much believed in. Christ, freedom, First Amendment, the welfare of our kids, our young adults. Yeah, we deserve an answer. But there's more that has surfaced on something that I've covered before. Internet searches just prior to Charlie's death. And I've covered some of them already, researching every surgeon at the hospital from Tel Aviv and DC. And that started in July of 2025. And before that, nobody was looking. To me, that's very suspicious. That catches my attention. But now we know that in August 28th, the gun that allegedly was used by Tyler Robinson, who I don't believe shot anybody that day, I'm not even sure he was there, but the Mauser 98, that appeared in an internet search from DC on 8/28. It's something new. We did not know. Tyler James Robinson was being researched in Tel Aviv on IP from Tel Aviv on September 9th, one day before Charlie was shot on 9/10. Yeah, I wish I could say maybe this isn't true, but I've seen the receipts. Now, I understand from some people the receipts are disappearing, but people have the hard copies and they're producing it. It's omnipresent. It's there for everyone to see. This is not controversial. It's not an unnamed source. How many coincidences do you believe in until you have a conspiracy? As one person I've seen say, one time is a happenstance, two is a coincidence, three is criminal intent. This is extremely, extremely bothersome. The Utah medical examiner came under investigation by an IP address in Tel Aviv, Israel, on June 25th, Deidre Amara. And we've seen just a crappy medical investigation. A doctor that could say a 30-06 would be stopped by a bone, prevented death of people behind him. Who wrote that for him? Kash Patel's secretary? I mean, this is ridiculous. This stuff goes beyond being believable. And I don't know how a doctor would have the nerve to put his name on something so ridiculous without really some kind of compensation, some kind of favor. I have no idea. I wouldn't risk my professional reputation saying that. A 30-06, and I've said this probably 10 times, the experts I talk to, the snipers say, if impact point was here, well, his head probably would have been gone. Also, too, Candace is convinced, watching frame by frame freezing of something in front of Charlie, that he was shot from the front, not behind. And she said it explains why the cameras had to be taken down immediately. And one of the cameramen made a selfie. And it was as Charlie was being carried to the car that would transport him to the hospital. Candace had concerns about the emotional sincerity. And the person even said, as they're carrying Charlie, he's dead. He's the first person to say it. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe he was, but how would you know at that point? Are you a doctor that examined him? See, TPUSA needs to explain this in detail. Because what it does, no one thing here really says we have a definite smoking gun, no pun intended, but it does create a huge bellowing amount of smoke. And behind smoke, there's fire. And I stand with Candace. I'm not pointing my finger at anybody, but I'm saying certain people have certain things to explain, and I want answers. And why isn't the FBI, with all their resources, which they conveniently just busted the NBA mafia betting scandals. How timely is that? 2 days after Kash Patel calls people like Candace and myself to be what? Anarchists? Because we won't accept your crappy investigation that ended prematurely. And then you come out with this magic bust that you say, these investigations started under Obama. Why now? You know, I stopped believing in coincidences a long time ago, and so should you.
Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, where the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. You know, the Dan Bongino, I was so excited when he got appointed a deputy director of the FBI. I thought, there's going to be a good house cleaning. When I used to travel on the road, if I couldn't get him on Sirius, I would look for stations in cities. Like if I was driving through Albuquerque or Colorado Springs, I'd look for him and I'd be successful in finding him. I loved his show. And I thought, okay, did he walk away from the FBI because he was frustrated with the BS and the nonsense investigation into Charlie Kirk's murder? No, Dan Bongino is one of them. Anyway, you know who I am, you know what we do here, and I want to share something with you here. We're getting, and I haven't advertised for him for a while, but I think it's time to reopen the book on Body Align because I'm getting thank you notes. I'm getting emails on this. It's incredible. I get comments on some of our pieces that we publish here, and people go, oh, I got Body Align, I love it. Very satisfied. This is the Body Line screen here. I want to go through a couple things here. They have a sleep patch. I don't need it on most nights. pain relief, knock on wood, don't need it, but it's great. It works on frequency. Non-narcotic, not painful, no injections, just a patch that's emitting frequencies, which is the rage in modern healthcare today, both medical and alternative. And then, of course, they have the EMF defense on your phone. Yeah, I don't want glioblastoma. I know you don't either. They even have EMF protection for your pets. Increase your energy. I've got the energy band. I learned the hard way. Don't wear this up to about 2 hours before bed or it will keep you awake. It works, but it's all natural. It's all frequency based. Can't harm you. Can't OD on it. No after effects, except once you get that energy system going, it takes a while to transition into being able to fall asleep. Fantastic stuff, people. EMF defense from your computer. They have a whole variety here. Great specials on checkout. Go to BodyAlign, A-L-I-G-N, BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges. Man, this is hard for me to do. My good friend Greg in Colorado just loves Dan Bongino and goes, I listen to him, I listen to you. Well, Greg, he's going to get the word. I watched one of his later broadcasts since being back. And if you don't buy into the FBI nonsensical version of the death of Charlie Kirk and Tyler James Robinson acted alone and 30-06 and yeah, if you don't buy into that, listen to this. You're anti-Semitic. And if you object to or say AIPAC has too much influence over Congress, there's too much influence by Israel over our government, we give them $4 billion a year. It should be on our terms, not their terms. And I've said how many times I support Israel. We're their ally. And we need to defend each other. Just I don't want them dominating our government the same as we shouldn't be dominating their government. And that makes me anti-Semitic, Bongino. Really? And then he calls us names, profane names. He's a psyop. And he's losing it. And I hate to say it because it's like the mighty have fallen. Maybe he had me fooled before. But he'll give you some good info. I heard some things like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I agree with that. And then he starts going down this path. You can't criticize Israel. Well, we're going to talk about how this is all about taking away your First Amendment. We'll do that in our next segment. But Bongino's part of this. And you better accept the FBI version or there's something wrong with you. You need to be dealt with. Well, wait a minute, Bongino. Wasn't your agency the one that told Joe Kent, the deputy director for Tulsi Gabbard, the head of counterterrorism, we need to see your files on potential foreign involvement in Charlie Kirk's murder? And your group said, no, no way in hell. What? So you don't want to know the truth. And now you're covering up for those that are burying the truth, Bongino. See, it's pretty clear to me. He resigned from the FBI to go back to broadcasting to become a influencer to carry out the agenda. He's not about the Constitution. He's not about the First Amendment. He's about suppressing the First Amendment, accepting Zionist domination of our government, suppressing our freedom of speech. That's what he's about. And I hesitated a couple of days not to come out with this because I thought, man, I must be wrong. I can't believe this. I don't trust Patel any farther than I could throw him. I never have. His body language says to me, don't trust me. If he was a fish, I'd throw him back. But Bongino? What happened? Is the money that good? I'm Dave Hodges. Judge for yourself.